Meta announces nuclear projects with Vistra, TerraPower, Oklo, written by John Cropley, and read by an automated voice. Meta, Oklo, TerraPower, and Vistra are planning nuclear power projects totaling as much as 6.6 gigawatts. The announcement 9 days into 2026 continues the flurry of nuclear deals the tech sector struck in 2025 as it scrambled to secure firm power for data centers. Like the previous agreements, a significant percentage of these new deals depends on the success of advanced technologies that still have a series of technological hurdles to overcome and are not expected to produce power at scale for at least several more years. Under the new agreements, Vistra will sell the entire 2,176 megawatts capacity of its Perry and Davis-Bessey plants to Meta under 20-year power purchase agreements. Also, it will operate the Perry, Davis-Bessey and Beaver Valley plants by a combined 433 megawatts and sell that to Meta as well. TerraPower and Meta will develop 8 Natrium advanced nuclear plants. The combined rating would be 2.8 gigawatts, plus 1.2 gigawatts of storage capacity through the dual function design of the reactor TerraPower is designing. Oklo will use power prepayments and other funding from Meta to advance its plans for a 1.2 gigawatts nuclear power campus. Meta said the TerraPower deal is its largest support of advanced nuclear technology and that the agreements announced January 9 collectively make it one of the most significant corporate purchasers of nuclear energy in U.S. history. Meta previously struck a 20-year deal with Constellation Energy for output from the 1,025 megawatts Clinton Clean Energy Center. The amount of power the rapidly expanding data center industry consumes and the potential costs this will inflict on other electricity customers have become a flashpoint. The Vistra plants and the Oklo site are in PJM territory. A location has not been chosen for the TerraPower project. Meta pointed out in its news release that it pays full price for the electricity it uses and supports the broader grid through these energy agreements. It also creates jobs, helps secure America's position as a global AI leader, and drives innovation in new technology, Meta said. To date, the projects it supports have added nearly 28 gigawatts of new energy to grids in 27 states, Meta added. Vistra said the three plants, whose 4 reactors originally were licensed from 1976 to 1987, were on a path to retirement as recently as 2020. With the Meta deal providing economic certainty for the expensive facilities, Vistra now will begin planning to request renewals of the reactors' operating licenses, presently set to expire from 2036 through 2047. 20-year renewals would extend the potential operating lifespan of the reactors to 80 years. The PPAs will start in late 2026. The uprates are expected to be performed though 2034. TerraPower will use funding from Meta to support the deployment of its 345 megawatt sodium-cooled advanced reactor design. The two companies are working to identify a specific site for the initial 2 reactor unit TerraPower hopes to complete as soon as 2032. Oklo will use Meta's funding to secure nuclear fuel and advance development of its first Aurora powerhouse on 206 acres of the former Portsmouth gaseous diffusion plant in southern Ohio. The first phase is targeted to come online as soon as 2030, and the full 1.2 gigawatts is targeted by 2034. As the timelines imply, TerraPower and Oklo have numerous milestones to meet before they can send power to the grid. But both consider themselves leaders within the crowded field of advanced nuclear reactor designers, and both already have passed important regulatory and developmental milestones. Our agreements with Oklo and TerraPower will help advance this next generation of energy technology, Meta said. The agreements also mean that Oklo and TerraPower have greater business certainty and can raise capital to move forward with these projects and ultimately add more energy capacity to the grid.